Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We got Zach Eflin will have a lower back procedure here, I think next week is where that's coming up, or soon. He's done for the year, and he will stay at home in rehab. And then Felix has an appointment later this week. It is a significant shoulder injury. He is done for the year. And then we will have another update on him probably another week or so.
And the hits just keep on coming. I don't know how long Tony Mantolino will be the manager of the Baltimore Ravens. However, if he's only this year, we'll remember him as the guy who gives injury reports. Because seemingly that's all this poor man has to give two or three times a week. And I know he's walking out there thinking, man, every day.
Every day.
It's got to the point one day someone asked him about a player's injury update. And he looked at the reporter and said, I had that ready for you. Couldn't find it, Steve. Somebody removed it. Somebody removed it. Steve went back for the coffee. I told Ed, I said it'd be the worst thing ever. Somebody removed it. But anyway, he said, I had that answer prepared for you. Thank you, by the way, Steve. I had that answer prepared for you 2 days ago. You didn't ask. Now I forgot the answer. And he's programmed knowing that you're going to ask him about injuries.
How could you not? I mean, it's been what a horrible, horrible season for injuries. I mean, it's a horrible season in general. You know, just obviously, it's not a good season for the Orioles. However, man, you go through the injury list. It's on and on and
the hits
on.
Keep on coming.
It's just unbelievable. Like, Kerstad, O'Neill, Kowser, Hanley, Gomez, Wells, Bradish, Rodriguez, Bautista, Eflin, Suarez. It's like, that's just the last couple.
Now, in volume, this is the worst season that I can remember for a Baltimore team in the last 25 years. Now, in impact, Ravens' 2022 season was pretty bad. J.K. Dobbins got hurt at the beginning of the season. Gus Edwards got hurt. Rashad Bateman sustained a season-ending injury in Week 8. Devin Duvernay, remember, he sustained a late-season injury. And also Lamar Jackson suffered a knee injury. Impact, that was horrible. But in volume, Ed, I don't remember this many players. Think about this. The Ravens have 53-man roster. The Orioles have 26-man roster.
Yeah.
The percentage of injuries is way far more for the Orioles than it has been for the Ravens.
And that and the fact that the percentage is so heavily weighted toward the pitching staff.
Yeah.
I mean, you lost Bradish and Rodriguez for the season. Now Bautista and Eflin. Eflin was the best pitcher on the staff starting the year. You've lost him. You have the best closer in baseball, essentially. You lost him. That news hit me hard because I found out from a friend. I'm like, what?
About what, Eflin?
Both of them. Oh. I was like, I don't know what time they announced it, but I was like, come on, man.
You know the best thing about the Eflin injury? And I know I'm not trying to be a spin doctor here, but this is the best thing for me. When he came back from the IL the first time, he wasn't effective at all.
Wasn't like himself.
So now looking back on it, okay, he was injured. Okay, that's fine. Procedures fix things. That's what procedures do.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have some hope that he'll be all right next year. And you say, well, how do you know he'll be here? I don't know. But as I said before the trade deadline, I think he's the guy that you don't trade and you give him the qualifying offer. I don't know whether anybody's going to give him a multi-year contract that's going to be worth more than a qualifying offer. If not, I take a qualifying offer and have a prove it year and then sign maybe a 3-year deal after that somewhere else. What will you do?
I don't know, man. I just, you're talking about Eflin.
Yeah.
I was excited when he came. I'd like to keep him. They've got to build a pitching staff. So, I mean, you can't jettison everybody. I'd like to see him here. I'd like to see Kramer here. I'd like to see him here. The problem is I don't know what Grayson's going to be like because he's been so often injured. with different injuries. And, you know, and the news with him was, it was like that, you know, with the J.K. Dobbins or Perryman with the Ravens. Oh, it's not bad. It'll be back soon. It's, you know, it'll be back in 4 weeks. And then it was, nope, out, season. And that's what with Grayson. It was this, then it was a lat, then it was something else. And what makes me nervous about Bautista is if it was Tommy John, people recover from Tommy John, and sometimes they pitch better. You have a shoulder injury? As someone who just, you know, set off the metal detector walking in here for because of his shoulder, you can't do much. And that's a tough thing to recover from. And it makes me even more nervous than Tommy John when it's a pitcher with his shoulder. Because I don't know how he's going to be when this is repaired. You just don't know, because you've had shoulder problems. You can't do anything when your shoulder's jacked. I mean, you can't put dishes away.
Nope.
In your house. You can't raise your arms, you know, to shave your head for your people who do. Like, there's so many you can't do. And they might pitch a baseball 100 miles an hour.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I remember when I couldn't move my shoulder, I was shaving both sides of my head with one arm. You know how that is.
Yeah.
That's not fun. Last year's qualifying offer for baseball was 21.05. I'm sorry. So that means you anticipate, you know, no less than maybe 23, 24 this year. I don't see anybody offering Eflin in this offseason a multi-year contract over $24 million.
No.
So sign the qualifying offer.
Mm-hmm.
Have a prove it year, and then go out and get you a big deal for the last 2 or 3 years of your career.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a logical solution, because they're not going to sign him. Come on, he's been on the IL 3 times this year. So, no, they're not going to sign him. Not going to give him that kind of money. He's going to have to sign, you know, he's going to, you know, have to modify his expectations, sign a lesser offer, get a prove it deal, hopefully comes back the way he was, and then, you know, then you make your money. Like, $20 million is not enough, but whatever.
Well, it's not enough. I can make more.
Right.
I'm not taking 20 if I can get 25.
Mm-hmm.
You owe me $10, don't give me 9.
No, I agree.
410-583-1057. That's the number here. Kays Valley Golf Course BMW Championship begins tomorrow officially. Pro-Am today. We're here at the 11th hole, I'm told, and this is a beautiful place. This is absolutely beautiful. Maroon PR. Making it happen out here. He has some golfers as well out here. You see the stands over here to our right, Ed?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to sit there and watch this tournament?
Yeah.
All those stands over here?
All of them, right here.
I think those are more comfortable, the green seats over there, than those white ones.
Maybe.
They just look more comfortable. Speaking of comfort, I'm in a chair right now that I may go to sleep on. Steve, just nudge me if I fall asleep. All right, just nudge me. Orioles lose last night. Injury bug has bitten them. Over and over again, bad news for if you had any hopes that Felix Bautista would come back this year. I did not care whether he came back this year or not. However, I don't like the news that I got on him. I was hoping they'd just shut him down for cautionary reasons. Zach Eflin is going to have a back procedure also. He's going to recover at home. I hope Zach Eflin comes back, because he's a guy. He's one of the guys that you look forward to seeing in that clubhouse. He's just that kind of guy. And on top of that, you know he's effective. He's going to get the job done. It's been a horrible year.
Are two injuries that are really, really problematic, especially in baseball. Shoulder for a pitcher.
And a back.
Back for a pitcher.
For anybody.
You can't twist. You can't torque. You can't do it. You can't play golf. I mean, with back injuries, there's a lot of things you can't do because your core is affected.
You wouldn't be able to twerk.
I can't twerk anymore. Exactly. It's all those issues, but your back is jacked up. You can't do anything. So it's just bad news all the way around.
Things you don't realize you need as much until you injure them.
Yeah.
Your back and your big toe. Hurt your big toe, mm-hmm. and you'll realize how much you need that big toe. You can hurt a lot of toes. You can hurt the pinky. It'll hurt, but, you know, you hurt that big toe, that's your balance. That's your push-off.
Yep.
That's everything. Try to take a dump with pain in the big toe. That painful foot will get kicked out first, and you'll brace yourself down on the toe.
You bear down a lot?
Yeah, I've done that before. I've hurt that big toe, Ed. I've heard it. Gout.
Bear down.
I got gout. Where is it? My big toe. Oh, my God. That's the scene of I'm going to get you, sucker. Don't touch my big toe.
That's why they got to change the name of turf toe. Yeah. It sounds like a ridiculous injury. Yeah. It's so painful.
Oh, you got, it sounds like you got a boo-boo.
Yeah.
It ain't a boo-boo.
Didn't that end Ogden's career?
Yes.
Yeah.
It ain't a boo-boo, folks. That big toe is the key. That's the boss.
It is. The captain of the toes.